In which cases does shoe touching require one to wash his hands afterwards? Does it apply even if the shoes are clean? What if one only touched the shoe with a pinky or a single finger and not with his whole hand? Are both hands required to be washed if only one hand touched it? Must one wash his hands if he removed it without his hands, such as using his feet or elbow or other body part? And what about if he used a cloth? What about a new shoe that has never been worn before? What about boots and slippers and shoelaces, such as you tied your shoes? And what about socks? So, Meretz Hashem, in this halacha, we will detail each one of these cases and the detailed ruling as brought in the Paiskim. So, in the Shulchan Aruch, we find two different places, two different chapters in which the touching of shoes and the subsequent washing requirement is discussed. One in chapter 4 and the second in chapter 128. Chapter 4 is dedicated to discussing the laws of washing hands in the morning to remove the morning impurity, and with that towards the end of the chapter, and then goes into washing hands that is required for other actions that cause impurity to fall on the hands. And over there in chapter 4, Halacha 18, it brings a long list of actions which require hand washing after they are done due to the impurity that resides on the hands as a result of them. And one of them that is listed is Chalitzas Min Alav, one who takes off his shoes. So it is evident from the ruling of the Mechaber that removing the shoes brings impurity onto the hands. In chapter 128, Halacha 17, the Rama writes regarding Nesias Kapayim, the Kohen who come to put back their dirty shoes after Duchening, then if they touch the dirty shoes, they are required to wash their hands afterwards before they begin davening. The Alter Rebbe in the Shulchan Aruch, both in chapter 4, Halacha 18, and 128, Halacha 27, brings down both rulings, that of the Mechaber and that of the Rama. And in essence, from there, we can glean the following summary. There are two issues evident and present regarding shoe touching. One of them is a matter of dirt, that if your shoes are dirty and you get your hands dirty, you're prevented from studying Torah or davening until you clean your hands. As dirty hands are an impediment to Torah study and davening to Hashem. There is also a second issue, which is the issue of the evil spirit of Ruach Ra that resides on the hands when you touch shoes, irrelevant of the dirt. And therefore, the Alter Rebbe rules there in 128:27 that even if one touches clean shoes, he still needs to wash his hands due to the Ruach Ra, due to the danger of the evil spirit. Now, based on the above, it's clear that whether it's due to the fact that the shoes are dirty or that they give off Ruach Ra, it is only a problem if one touches the shoes with his hands. And so explicitly writes the Magen Avraham and the Alter Rebbe in the Shulchan Aruch that only if you remove your shoes with your hands do they contract impurity, they require washing. It's not the action of taking them off, but it's the use of hands to take them off that's the issue. Now, to mention that not everybody agrees with this analysis that removing shoes with your hands bring impurity to your hands, and some say the issue is simply due to dirt. So writes the Machzis HaShekel, the Chidon Machzik Brocha, the Sharei Tshuva, the Seilas Blula, the Ben Ishchai, and other Achreinim, although, as we stated, the Alter Rebbe takes the position that it does cause impurity, and so rules the Kisei Eliyahu, the Yifei Lev, Moruk Tzia, the Prima Gadim, and other Achreinim. Now let's discuss other scenarios that we mentioned. If you used one hand to remove your shoes, must both hands be washed or not? So the Kach V'Chaim brings in chapter 4, Sif Katan 86, that you only have to wash the hand that is the culprit of touching, the hand that touched the shoe, and not both hands. However, nonetheless, one who is stringent to wash both hands is blessed. Whatever the case, you need to wash the entire hand, and washing only the fingers does not suffice. Based on the above, earlier that we said that only if your hands remove it is there impurity, we can understand that if you used your hands to remove the shoes using a cloth, since your actual hands did not touch the shoe, then there is no impurity and there's no dirt on your hands, and you therefore don't have to wash them, and so is the ruling of the Yifei Lelev brought on the Kaf HaChaim based on the above ruling of the Alter Rebbe. Now, while there are poskim who hold that the entire issue is with the removal of the shoe and not specifically the hand touching of the shoe, practically that is not how we rule, as we already stated. Regarding new shoes, the Achreinim bring down, the Ben Ishchai, the Moruk Tzia, and others, that if you touch a shoe that's never been worn before, it does not have dirt, it does not have Ruach Ra, and therefore you do not need to wash your hands beforehand. So if you're in a shoe store and you're trying on new shoes, you don't have to wash your hands unless you use your hands to remove or put on your old shoe. Must one wash his hands if he touched the top part of a boot? So practically this matter is not clear. As if we're referring to the dirt aspect, most likely the top part of a boot is not dirty. However, we refer to the aspect of Ruach Ra, the evil spirit, who understands how the Ruach Ra works and where he spreads to. And therefore it's unclear. Nonetheless, certainly, one can argue and say that areas that can't get dirty likewise cannot contract Ruach Ra, as that's what we in essence learned from the previous case of a new shoe. That since it's not dirty, it also doesn't have Ruach Ra. So the top part of the boot, since it doesn't get dirty, perhaps it also doesn't attract Ruach Ra. Nonetheless, the matter requires further analysis. Regarding slippers, do you need to wash your hands after touching slippers? So the Nemuke Arachaim, the Munkacher, writes that you do. It has the same status as regular shoes. However, there are other Achrayim who are lenient and say no, it only refers to shoes that you walk outside with. However, home shoes, home slippers that you only walk inside the house are not considered really shoes. They don't contract that type of dirt, which contract the impurity, and therefore they don't require hand washing afterwards. So rules the Eish Lav Rama Butchach and other opinions. Must one wash his hands if he touched his shoelace? So there are some Paiskim of today, the Chazon Ish, the Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Elicha Shlomo, Vad Yosef Nyebe Omer, who rule that the shoelace itself is not a dirty area and therefore also does not contract impurity, and therefore you do not need to wash your hands after touching it. Regarding somebody who touched his socks, so the socks does not have the same status as shoes. People don't walk outside in their socks. Even in the house, we usually use slippers. So bottom line is, touching the socks does not require hand washing afterwards. So was the Kaf HaChaim, the name of the Achreinim, so was the Eish Lav Rama Butchach, the Aruch HaShulchan, and others. However, there are some who are stringent in this matter to wash their hands even after touching socks, especially if the socks are very dirty and sweaty, in which case, everybody should be machmir in such a case to wash their hands. So to summarize this halacha, if your hands or even single finger, touch shoes that are used, meaning that they've been used one time before and are not brand new before being used, then you need to wash the hand that touched it. If both hands touch it, you wash both hands. Those who are stringent always wash both hands, even if only one hand touched it. And this requirement of washing applies even if the shoe is clean, and possibly applies even if you touch a non-dirty area of the shoe, such as the shoelace or the top of the boot, although there are poskim who are lenient and rule that in those cases you do not need to wash because they don't get dirty, and therefore they do not contract a ruach ra. Certainly, if you remove your shoe without using your direct hand, such as use a cloth or use another item to remove your shoe, then it's not a problem.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHaRav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHaRav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.